Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Geekly Reveal. It's that show that brings you the geekly news from last week on a weekly basis. Geekly, weekly, geeky, it's all the same thing. As always, I am your host, Dom, aka Brother Dom, anywhere I want to be found. And once again, I am joined by the illustrious, the best editor in the world, the smoothest. Would you like to tell the people who you are?
Hello, world. It is I, as usual, Stephanie, the co-host of today's Geekly Reveal and every Geekly Reveal.
We're on a streak.
we're on a streak there. I can be found on Twitter at Captain Steph. My languishing Tumblr can be found by searching for the Snow Queer. Haven't been on there in a month and a half. That's where I'm at. So how's your week been, Dom?
It's been a hell of a week, actually. It's just been weird. You ever have a week that wasn't good or bad? Like, it wasn't too long or too short. It just existed.
It was just a week.
It's one of those weeks that really, like, really emphasizes
sure existed.
It emphasizes the mundanity of human life. I don't know if that's a word, but it might as well be.
Right.
No, but it was all right. The weekend was really good, though. I had a really good weekend. One of those, where I felt like I did nothing until I, like, retrospected it. And then I revealed I didn't do anything, but it felt nice.
In a good way.
Yeah, you know, Friday I came home and just kind of rested after work and just BS'd with my roommates. And probably around 9 o'clock, I was like, I want some beer and I'm really hungry, so he went to Taco Bell, and I went to a bottle shop near our house and got some beers, and he brought me the Taco Bell back, and then I got an Overwatch, and as soon as I logged on, a friend added me, and we played 18 games together.
Holy crap.
And we got done around, like, 12:45, and we all noted that the best thing about being around 26, 27 years old is that you can eat tacos, drink beer, and play Overwatch on a Friday night and be perfectly content.
Good stuff. Yeah, my Friday night was not that good.
What'd you get into?
Let's go with the least gross and icky way to describe this is that the bug of New York is the cockroach.
Ah, okay. Is that the state bug?
It's the state bug, yes. The state bug of New York likes warm, dark places. I was actually just reading an article a couple of weeks ago about how a lot of New Yorkers' PS4s break because there's so many dead roaches and roach crap inside of them that they have to be taken in and, like, scraped off.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know the PS4 had vents that were accommodating to cockroaches.
Specifically the PS4, like, as opposed to, like, other consoles have this problem, but the PS4 specifically, because of the way it's designed, like, its vents are... It's very easy to access, apparently. And so I was like, oh, that's a good reason for me to never get a PS4. That's horrifying.
I mean, there's a lot of good reasons to get a PS4, like Persona 5.
I've never played a Persona. Should I?
No, I don't know. Do you have 80 spare hours?
No.
I've never played one either, but this one's getting really good reviews, and I watched a gameplay video of it, and it looks... I mean, it's a JRPG, so the combat's kind of slow, but it looks super cool and the music's awesome.
I can dig that.
We're going to need to know the costumes. We're going to need to know it for all the conventions we go to where everyone's going to cosplay it. Like.
True. Yeah, so I came home on Friday night from work. I was super stressed and I was pissed because I wanted to try the unicorn frap and I didn't get to before Friday afternoon, and every Starbucks I went to in New York, which was two, because I wasn't going to try that hard, but, like, was already out of the ingredients, and I was coming home, and I was, like, so, just, like, I was frustrated because it had been a long week, and I was, like, this is not going to be the trigger that breaks me. The unicorn frap is too comically basic for it to be the thing that makes me lose my mind.
That's Super Saiyan White Girl level of being pissed off.
And then I got home, and I sat down on my couch, and I looked across to where my modem is, and I realized that there were bugs crawling on my modem.
Okay, that can happen.
And I went over and looked closer with the flashlight on my phone and realized that cockroaches had set up shop under my modem.
Just chilling?
Just chilling. Pooping on my books and being horrifying. So I, like, cried for 10 minutes and then went out and bought $30 worth of roach poison and killed all of them.
Not bad, not bad.
So now, that was my Friday night.
Now, are roaches as dirty as we perceive them, or is that more of like a perception kind of thing?
I mean, I think they're pretty dirty.
Okay, because I know, like, you can be dirty and get lice, but also you can have really clean hair, and that's what lice are attracted to, like, for elementary kids. So I didn't know if cockroaches were similar.
Yeah, I mean, they're attracted to, like, food and dark, warm places and, like, grime, I guess, like, things they can eat. But I thought that I was doing really well with keeping, like, my apartment's really clean. Like, I pick everything up off the floor. I clean up after I cook. I don't leave dishes in the sink. Like, I wipe down all the time. And so I thought it was, like, I couldn't figure out what was going on. I thought it was just, like, my cat's food sitting out. Like, I was like, this is a disproportionate number of bugs to cat food. Like, there's no way they're living on this. And then I was like, ah, they're nesting in my modem. Yes. They have come from the internet.
More garbage from the internet. It's interesting that I had one roach one time in college. And it was weird because at first I'm like, man, people are going to think I'm dirty. And then I remembered, oh no, they can't, because I watched this roach come out of the hallway into my dorm room and go behind my clothes. And I'm like, not today, little buddy. This is my night now. So, and someone once told me you can't just step on them, because it can get, like, eggs in the carpet or whatever. I'm like, I'm not having that. So I had to chase this little bugger down for, like, a good hour. And they don't move until you try to grab them. So I finally got out of my room and, like, I think I flushed him or something. Mm-hmm. I'm calling it a he because, you know, it's always dudes who want to get up all in your mentions. So I disposed of the single roach, and my life was good after that.
Good stuff. Yeah, I haven't seen any live ones since I laid all the poison. I've seen a couple dead ones have turned up, like, in the morning when I wake up, like, they must have, like, eaten some of the copious poison I laid around and then kicked it, but I'm a much happier person, but, good, like, good. Adulting was hard on Friday night.
That is not even adulting, that's just, like, dealing with bullshit.
Like, just, sorry. Like, knowing that, like, I was the only person, like, there's probably still, like, some gunk underneath my TV, but it's too heavy for me to lift, so...
It's an old CRT, so just play some Super Smash Brothers on there. Like,
I'll need a console for that, and I'll just get more bugs in it.
No, it's the GameCube. You need the Nintendo GameCube. It's roach-proof. It's destruction-proof and radiation-proof, I'm assuming. They did tests on, like, the old, like, X-Play, that old show on before it was G4, like, Tech TV or whatever. They dropped, like, the three consoles at the time. Like, they put them through a stress test, so the PS2, the Xbox, the first Xbox, and the GameCube. The PS2 shattered as soon as anything happened. It's a piece of trash. The Xbox kind of held up, but they decided to drop it off like a building. Mm-hmm. Xbox didn't work. It was done. The GameCube physically broke, but if you could hold that disc if you could hold the lid down, it would still play the game. Because Nintendo doesn't play around.
That's amazing.
And that stupid little lunchbox, it can't play CDs that are bigger than like a few inch, like an inch and a half in diameter. Can survive probably nuclear warfare.
Nuclear, gosh.
So, spit in the back of my throat, let's blame it. I know it's nuclear, but, you know. Anyway, this has been, you know, the Roach Review Copcast 2017. Let's talk about something more pleasant.
Yeah, leave us a review, you know. We're going to put, like, a trigger at the beginning of this episode.
we could do that. I'll put it in the description, because, yeah, roaches are pretty grody little bugs.
I don't know. I thought, like, I grew up in the damn woods, you know? Like, I have seen a lot of bugs. Like, you grow up in the woods, your basement's always full of bugs. Like, I've seen spiders as big around as the palm of my hand. And I can
deal
with that.
That's game over, bud. That's not a good look. But, like, cockroaches are just gross. Like, they won't even attack you, will they? Like, I don't...
No, they don't hurt you. Like, I don't think they even have, like, a sting or anything that can hurt a human. And they're not huge. I mean, like, they're not, like, a huge, horrifying, like, zoo cockroach. They're, like, less than an inch long.
Yeah, they're just like, you know that they're gross.
Yeah, you just know that they're a gross bug that lives on trash, like...
I mean, it's like if you walked into your house and you saw, like, poop on the floor, not from any of the animals that live there. You know, humans and cats. Like, if you saw, like, monkey feces, you'd be horrified.
Like, how did a monkey get in my house?
Why is this here? Why did he decide to just be polite about it and leave it right there. It's not on the wall or anything. It's, scatological humor never lets you down.
So, let's talk about some other things that have nothing to do with poop or roaches.
Well, I can make the connection. So, speaking of gross things that might not be so gross, Tyler, the Creator, once used to be a junkie dude, is now turning a new leaf, it seems like, and he worked on Bill Nye the Science Guy's theme song.
Yeah, so Bill Nye the Science Guy, who is a longtime favorite, close to my heart as a man of science. I used to watch his show regularly when I was a ute.
a wee lass.
A wee lass. He has a Netflix show now that just debuted this weekend. I have not had a chance to watch a single minute of it because I have been working on a different project, but I'm looking forward to being able to sit down with it. It's called Bill Nye Saves the World, and Tyler, the Creator, does the theme song.
That's a sentence that I never thought I would ever see. You know, it's great that Bill Nye has a new show, and I want to talk about that, but I just want to talk to the listeners for a second, also with you. Just the idea of Tyler, the Creator's career trajectory probably doesn't make sense to anybody, including him.
Tyler, the Creator.
Like, going from somebody who was known for making, like, shock horror rap, like, for the sake of being shocking, to getting involved at it, to having a show that was pretty much Jackass, but with black hipsters, to, like, working with Bill Nye on a show, I just find that interesting. And hats off to the guy on all the stuff that he does that's not, like, purposely hurtful to people. Which I think has gone away, but Bill Nye has, 13 episodes, I think?
Yeah, it's a 13-episode show. I guess he covers all kind of, like, new and relevant science things. I think it might be a little bit more adult than the original show.
So it's aimed at the same kids who watched the
original. Yeah, like, basically.
That's funny. So, speaking of that, a small detour. So I was watching... when I was at home today, I went home, my roommate wanted to get his motorcycle from home, so I had to drive him in. I also did laundry while I was there, and while I was writing a post for Lady Geek Girl and Friends Intersectional Feminist Blog, my dad had on some different movies in the background, so he had Age of Ultron on, and then I think after some time passed, he put on Space Jam, just the end of it, you know, and, you know, this Space Jam is relevant to this. So, in the commercials, they were advertising the new Baywatch movie that has, I think, Zac Efron in it, but also...
Isn't The Rock in it?
Yes, The Rock's in it. So, if I heard correctly, The Rock calls Zac Efron a pussy at some point in that trailer. Gender stuff aside, I didn't know you could say pussy on VH1 at, like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And that's what stuck out to me, like, instantly.
Yeah.
I think someone also said shit.
You said that and, like, my head, like, tilted like a confused dog. Like, I was like, what?
That was my reaction. Not saying you can't say it in the movie, it's rated R. Okay, cool, fine. But VH1, which isn't, like, that premium of a cable channel, like, during the daytime, I was just a little bit surprised. Is that now, is it, like, how dick is? If you refer to somebody as a dick or pussy, it's alright, but not the body part? Is that the distinction still? Like, has it become PG-13? Like, are we going to hear the word dick and pussy on SpongeBob?
Is SpongeBob PG-13?
I mean, it can be. That detour aside, though, that was relevant. I made it work. But I'll see any movie The Rock is in, just so you know.
Yeah, that's a solid bet. I love The Rock. He's just, like, a pure person.
He is. It's because he's bald.
Is that why?
It's exactly why. Name a bad bald person that's not a skinhead.
Like half the presidents of the United States.
Okay. But how many of them?
Half of Congress.
How many of them were professional wrestlers, though?
Exactly. It was the Jesse Ventura?
I don't know anything about wrestling. I just know...
There was one guy, I think it was Sandra Bullock's ex-husband.
What, that was in Congress?
He was an elected official, but he was like a senator or something in Nevada, but he was also previously a professional wrestler.
Yeah, so was our president. It's not that impressive. I mean, we have to deal with the fact that the President of the United States of America was in wrestling at one point and was defeated. Anyway, Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I didn't even know that was a thing until, like, the other day, so I'm looking forward to it now, and the episodes are only about a half an hour, so far more digestible.
I like half-hour episodes. I'm a big fan.
They're so much easier to deal with. Speaking of which, on Netflix, have you seen any of the Mystery Science Theater 3000?
No, I have not. It's back on Netflix, though, right? Are they doing new stuff?
Yeah, it's a new one. It has Jonah Ray, he's a comedian, Patton Oswalt, and Felicia Day.
Interesting. And
having Patton Oswalt and Felicia Day in the same place is pretty much saying, nerds, give us your money.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it will or won't work. And Netflix is subscription-based, so they already have our money. But the fact stands, if those are the two you have on, like, your front cover, you're pretty much saying, we want the nerd money.
Yeah. Man. You know, it's a funny thing. I never watched... I think I watched maybe, like, one episode of MST 3000 when it was around, like, back in the day. But I was familiar with the format of it because... For a brief period of time, there was a trend in fandom to MST really bad fix. Like, you would take, like, a really terrible, like, out-of-character fanfic, and you would apply, like, the Mystery Science Theater framework to it with, like, the characters providing color commentary on the ridiculous things they were doing in the crappy fanfic, but it got shut down really fast, like, both by, like, fanfic archives and, like, other authors, because it typically was, like... picking out, like, someone who had written a bad fanfic because they were, like, a 12-year-old. It wasn't done particularly consensually.
Yeah, there's a way you can do that and a way that you absolutely cannot do that. And it sounds like they took the way that you absolutely cannot do.
Yeah, and, like, there was, like, an underground trend of MST fics for a while where they would, like, refer to them in code. Like, I think it was called, like, a 13, 16, 17 or something like that. Like, for the letters of the alphabet, they were MST.
Hmm.
Which is, like, a sad amount of effort to go to continue your mockery efforts. But, you know, the internet is the internet, no matter what your part of it you're participating in.
That's how it goes. That's just how it goes. speaking of weird internet things, I guess this isn't the same, but it feels like a weird internet thing. Apparently there's talks of Will Smith as being the genie in an Aladdin remake. Have you seen anything about that? Like, I just saw it happening for, like, a day.
I did see that, but I'm confused because isn't he also being Dumbo?
I don't think it's like the MC, it's not like the Disney Cinematic Universe. I think you can do both. Like, I don't think, like, we're gonna see, like, a crossover anytime soon. We're not gonna see Super Mickey Brothers. Holy shit, what if we have a Kingdom Hearts movie? I guess that's
there it is.
We're never gonna have that.
We're never even gonna have Kingdom Hearts 3.
Jaden Smith will be dead before there's a Kingdom Hearts movie. So, like, there's no chance of Will Smith having that dilemma. And that's going off the base that Jaden Smith's going to be 100 years old, at least, before he becomes a teenager. So,
because before he's eternal. Before he becomes a teenager?
Yeah, he's not really a teenager now. He's still a kid.
Okay.
Yeah, Jaden Smith's eternal, so
he knows
the secrets.
Like, shouldn't they, like, if he's going to be, I don't know, I just don't see Will Smith as that kind of, like, fast-talking sidekick character.
You know, I don't really see him as much else than Will Smith specifically.
Yeah, I feel like he plays specifically Will Smith in his movies, and it's not a genie kind of character.
He could play, like, a Shazam genie. I'm sorry, a Kazam genie. I wish I made that joke. I just messed up. He could be, like, Kazam-type genie, but I don't see him as, like, a Robin Williams-type genie.
No. Like... I guess I know, like, he does have comedic timing, like, he was the Fresh Prince.
Well, he's funny, just not, like, just that, not, like, character.
That kind of funny. God. Like, I don't know. Aren't there other, isn't there another, like, I don't know.
It might just be one of those rumors that happens, because Will Smith's rumored for everything. So, true. Like.
So, like, let's, who's rumored to play this role? Well, six white guys and Will Smith.
He's rumored for the next, you know, I heard Lena Dunham's writing a sequel to Girls. Oh, who's she gonna cast? Six white women, and maybe Will Smith.
Or maybe, yeah.
Why Will Smith? Because Adam Driver's busy with Star Wars. Yeah, I haven't seen Adam Driver in Girls because I never watched Girls. I can't get over Lena Dunham in the premise. I'm sure it's an alright program.
Yeah,
but I'm not going to find out myself. I mean, Allison Williams was great in Get Out, so, you know, at least the acting in Girls must be solid. I'll give it that much. But, I don't know, Get Out was a great movie. It, you know, Oscar season's going to come up, and there's going to be, like...
Some
shit if that's not, like, nominated for Best Picture. I'm not saying it's got to win, because, you know, genre movies typically don't.
Mm-hmm. But, like, best screenplay, too. It's an original screenplay.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know. I think it was a really good film, and I think people... This could be, like, the 2016 election of the Oscars. In the sense that people could be like, oh my god, I didn't realize the Oscars were racist. And then Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock are gonna be like, huh, yeah, I think I heard about that once. Great skit. Good job, SNL. SNL was somehow the shittiest and the best in the same year. But yeah, what's this next story? I only saw the story, but I don't know anything about it. So it'd be cool if you let it off.
Yeah, I can do that. So the next story we have is that one of the... let me preface this by saying it's kind of weird to me that Marvel is branching out to other networks for its shows. Like, it previously had... It has the ABC shows that are all, like, actually set within the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And then it has the Netflix group that is also set within the MCU, but is a little more, like, gritty and vaguely racist. And then you have, like, I guess the New Warriors show and the Cloak and Dagger show, which have just been... Well, New Warriors has just been announced. Cloak and Dagger has a trailer now. New Warriors... is going to be the show that has Squirrel Girl in it. They're both going to be airing on Freeform. Which I guess is also an ABC channel, but doesn't feel like it's...
I feel like I've seen it. Is it the way that, like, Disney XD used to be, that it was just part of the original channel? Like, it's just a block? Like, how Adult Swim is a separate channel?
Well, it used to be ABC Family.
That's right. And yeah, because we saw that Harry Potter... Yeah, because that's when we watched the Harry Potter marathon a couple of years ago.
Yeah, they went through the same thing that Time Warner is doing, that they've, like, just been like, hey, we're gonna randomly change our name to a vague noun. Let's do that. Now Time Warner is Spectrum, ABC Family is Freeform. And that's where the Cloak & Dagger TV show is gonna be airing. I know very little about Cloak & Dagger. It's a black guy and a white girl who fight crime, I guess. Because that's what superheroes do. They discover they have magical powers, but I don't remember what they are.
That's fine.
The most notable thing that I remember about them, besides I know they appeared briefly in the Runaways comic, which I read a million years ago, is that Dagger, who's the girl, is always there. They have, like, a cutout in the shape of a dagger on her boobs. Like, there's just like a big cross across her titties. Like,
that's stupid.
and like, it's like, guys, she's like 15, can we... And she's always, like, stacked. Like, she's 15, can we not draw her with a G-cup with her boobs flying out of these holes? Like...
That's always cool? Weird that comic creators draw children, so I guess well-endowed would be the word.
Yeah, I just...
And then they always want to justify it, because it's like... Well, there are people that are young that have these proportions. And I'm like, yes, you're absolutely correct. However, there's so many that don't, and they don't seem to be appearing in your comics.
Yeah.
So, like, Teen Titans got away with it, the cartoon, because you had Raven, who was like, this doesn't make sense. But then you also had Tara. So you're like, okay, we're at least showing some body diversity here. This is cool, I guess. I guess. I don't know. And then the comic creator's like, nope. She hit puberty. She's stacked. Like, that says some weird stuff about you, man. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, I just, like, there's... Actually, Kate Beaton of Hark of Vagrant has, like, a whole series of comics that are, like, please give Tandy a t-shirt. Like, Tandy being the actual name of the girl, Dagger. So, Dagger. Like, it's just, like, please, please let, like, every time, like, they would, that she would come up in, like, oh, and, like, also, the Runaways are gonna be on Hulu, like, which seems very, really weird to me, because at least, like, maybe all the other ones are, like, concentrated on Netflix and ABC, but now Runaway show is gonna be on Hulu. So I don't know where, I'm gonna go ahead and guess that Cloak and Dagger are not going to appear in the Runaway show.
I don't even know at this point where these universes are going.
I have no idea.
People just show up anywhere.
Yeah.
That's alright. Well, I might have to tune in and try to see, like, this Squirrel Girl thing. I think it seems like it's going to be, like, a kid's show, but, you know.
Yeah.
That hasn't stopped me so far.
I was going to say, all the shows I watch right now are kid shows, so.
Really?
Well, right now the list is, like, Steven Universe. So, once I get through with this whole thing I'm working on, I'm going to be able to catch up on all of my grown-up shows.
You have grown-up shows?
The CW superhero shows.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I was just... It was more asking condescendingly, but I actually wanted to know. Yeah, I don't really have a whole lot of shows. I have two shows that I try to keep up with, and that's Steven Universe and Rick and Morty. So, like, I have a good age balance right there. And then reruns of Crime Procedurals.
Yeah, Orphan Black will be back soon. Last season, so I'm excited about that.
Very nice, very nice. The actress, she won an award, right, for Best Actress?
I think so. I think she finally won. Did she win the Emmy last year? She deserves more than, like...
The format's not built for her. It's like, Best Emmy for so-and-so for playing so-and-so. It's like, no. None of your characters... Well, some of your characters.
Yeah, but she most won your characters Outstanding were Leading like, Actress last year.
Oh, just in general?
Like, for Orphan Black.
Okay. Like, because I was going to say, like, when you get, like, an... Like, when you get an Oscar, it says, like, the character you played, right? Or does it just say supporting actor, actress?
I think it just says supporting actor.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, she plays, like, 8 billion roles, and then the roles have to imitate each other, and that's amazing, and you deserve all the awards.
Yeah, like, it's just, like, it's still, like, so astounding to me to watch it and be like, okay, no, that's Allison pretending to be, like, Helena. That's Helena pretending to be Sarah. Like, you can tell from her acting which clone is pretending to be who, and sometimes it's, like, threefold, like, Cosima, like, Cosima pretending to be Allison, pretending to be Sarah, like...
That's just the writer showing off, like, having yeah, her show like, off how well she can act.
Like, let's flex here.
That's so ridiculous, in the best kind of way.
Yeah.
Oof. I can't even wrap my head around that. Let's just go to a break and okay. Come back with the Marvel news, because... We got some shit.
There's more of it.
there's more. We'll see you after the break. Welcome back to Geekly Reveal. Hope you enjoyed that music. Hope you enjoyed that break. We took a hell of a break, but it's only going to be a minute to the listeners. As always, you can check that music out in the show notes. Go support the artists. They work really hard. So let's talk about Marvel. Let's talk about the nonsense that they're up to. There's a rumor that's possibly not a rumor now that Guardians of the Galaxy 2 is going to have 5 mid/post-credit scenes.
I have also seen that, and that seems, like, frankly ridiculous, but also totally believable, given the movie.
but also a shame, though. Like, that's not something that I want to know. Like, I want to find that out, and they just keep breaking the credits, you know?
Yeah, I guess, like, I think that I wonder, it actually, it makes me wonder how much they're, were forced to include as world building versus, like, comedic timing stuff, like the Dancing Groot. Like, it makes me wonder, like, were they not able to include something in the movie that they, because I think the next, like, cosmic Avengers movie is, like, it's just, like, it's Thor 2 and then Infinity War, like, for, like, space Avengers movies.
And there's, what, two gems out there still?
Yeah.
Well, we have Guardians and we have Thor, so, I mean, that is enough to get places. And we have Black Panther. Something could be there, and...
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's not that there aren't plenty of Marvel movies between now and Infinity War, but, I mean, like... event in movies set in space where Thanos is.
Fair.
Is more what I mean. Like, stuff from the cosmic side of Marvel as opposed to, like, the city side of Marvel or, like, the extended Earth area of Marvel.
Strange land. well, I mean, we got, what, most of the gems not even going to space, right?
Yeah.
The only one we got was the Loki Power Stone. Well, I mean, that's, yeah. And Loki can come back to Earth, I guess, at any time. He seems to be able to get around just fine.
He does.
It's Tom Hiddleston, you know. It's Loki and Taylor Swift.
I read a really touching GQ profile of Tom Hiddleston, where the author the author, it was just far enough after the two of them had broken up that the author felt comfortable eventually broaching the subject of Hiddle Swift in at the end of the interview, but it was really adorable. Like, he was just talking about his suits that he liked, and he made spaghetti bolognese for the interviewer, and Tom Hiddleston is an adorable human.
I feel like Loki would be the same way, minus the evil stuff.
I think that's possible.
I like my characters to have depth.
Tom Hiddleston's just the chaotic good to Loki's chaotic evil.
That's true. I've been thinking a lot about Avengers today, and I really think an Overwatch Avengers crossover would work very well.
You already have a Widow character who's been brainwashed into an assassin.
Yes, there we go. I couldn't figure out who Black Widow would be. It would be the,
really?
It would be the Spider. I wasn't thinking about it. I was more worried about the less obvious. Well, you know what?
Hawkeye and Hanzo.
I saw Hawkeye and Hanzo, and then Cap and Soldier.
Would Pharah be Iron Man?
Or
War Machine. Who would be Iron Man then?
Who would be Iron Man? I guess probably. I mean, Pharah probably could be.
Would Bastion be Vision?
No, Zenyatta would be Vision.
That's fair.
Bastion would be just, I don't know, Ultron or I don't know, maybe he'd be War Machine and Pharah could be Iron Man.
Oh no, Bastion would be Dummy, the robot in Tony's lab that always has Thing on Fire.
Oh yeah, there we go, you know, and then you have Quicksilver, would be Tracer possibly.
True.
You know, so I mean, there's a lot there.
Yeah.
I just kind of saw it and was like, I didn't see Black Widow as Widowmaker because I just saw her fighting. I'm like, yo, Black Widow's tough in this movie. Like, why didn't she have this stuff? Like, she's far more capable than her character would imply she was based on her moveset.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Hawkeye, but I guess if Hanzo can be anything, I guess Hawkeye can be too. But you know, Sam Wilson could be Mercy because wings.
He's also kind of a doctor. He's a therapist.
Oh, really?
He does therapy at the VA.
Oh, okay. So I was going to just say Dr. Cho just would be Mercy. She's just kind of chilling, you know?
She does. And she also has, that magic healing box thing.
Yeah. Mercy has a healing box, too. At least that's what Pharah told me. And then Thor's Reinhardt, because long hair and a hammer. It's right there. And armor. But, you know, one day that's a good cosplay to have. Anyway, Captain Marvel got directors.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen something awesome and bullshit at the same time? Because I have.
Tell me about it.
So Captain Marvel's gonna have a female director. That's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
That's something people are excited about. But apparently there's also like a male director, which kind of just takes the wind out of those sails a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's being written by two women, and, like, I'm glad that there is a woman directing it all, because, like, I feel like a woman director can step in and say, don't have the inevitable love interest fall into Captain Marvel's titties. Like, that's
but
bad.
But I still maintain that, like, it shouldn't have taken a woman to say that that was stupid. I don't know what happened with that. That was dumb. What gets you laughed out of anime school?
Yeah, like, it kind of has the feeling of being, like, I don't know what either of them have ever directed, but it kind of has the feeling to me of being like, okay, well, we'll let you be the director of our first female film, but we're gonna have this guy stick around just in case.
Yeah, who even are they? It's, okay, so here's what I'm curious about. So the first thing that pops up, they were the directors of Mississippi Grind. Now, I'm wondering if they're just, like, a pair deal kind of thing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, did someone search for a female director and then got to, like, Mississippi Grind? I was like, oh, we want this person, but they're a package deal. Because apparently, they have, like, other movies together.
Yeah, I'm seeing that now. But none of them seem like... Like, I've never heard of any of these movies. Like, are they remotely, like, similar to a superhero movie? Or, like, even to, like, a... Like, an Air Force drama? Like...
No, I just find it odd that, like, they found a pair. Like, period. I've never heard of that other than the Wachowskis and, I guess, the Russo brothers.
I was gonna say, yeah, the Russos.
But, I get... Maybe they're just a pair, and they were, like... Maybe they really did do, like... gender blind casting and happened to find this pair because they've had I don't know, this is a weird thing to do because it seems like it's only going to bring ire among you for the reasons we've listed.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like I said, I don't know anything about any of these movies that I'm looking at, like
at least they took a chance on unknown talent, I guess. I don't know. This is like that kind of Marvel what the hell are you doing kind of weird. Like, I'm not mad, I'm just confused, and I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's... But I guess that's one step closer to getting a female solo director.
Yeah.
Maybe
the DC did it right away for Wonder Woman, but...
That's... I don't... I understand... I think I tweeted this before. I understand that DC rushes everything out, but, like, it's been a decade. Like, a full-ass... Like, a whole-ass decade... since the Marvel MCU started.
Yeah.
Like, they could have, like, had us, like... I'm not even saying woman director yet.
Someone said, like,
you know,
it's been 5 years since they said that a female-led movie was just a matter of the right timing. And it's still gonna be 2 years.
I don't know what the timing is, like...
Out. What's the timing? Like, I'm making air quotes so hard. What is timing? Like...
Yeah, it's, you know, it's... And I'm a defender of Paul Rudd, the person. But why the hell do we get Ant-Man before Captain Marvel? Like, what role does he play in the universe that we needed him to have a movie?
If we had to have, like, a bouncy underdog movie, may I present Squirrel Girl? Like...
Yeah.
Like, if you had to have a movie about, like, someone with a dirty past redeeming themselves, I have someone named Natasha Romanoff who might like to speak with you. Like...
Well, I guess we can't have Squirrel Girl because she is unbeatable, and I guess that kind of does throw a wrench in the balance thing, but I would watch a show with her, and she should be in the MCU, but just maybe not on a Captain... Yeah, that would have made sense, actually. It would have made sense why Captain America team could stand Team Stark at all, and it would have just been solely because, well, you can't beat Squirrel Girl. That's why we need,
like,
to keep up
with the Vision. Like, she would just, like, sit the Vision down and, like, ask him about his kids, like...
Yeah, that would have had good humor, you know, that would have worked, like, that would have been the humorous one from Cap's side, to go with, like, the humor from Spider-Man, you know, that would have been good. I don't know. I do like the scenes with Spider-Man, though.
Me too.
And, yeah, Squirrel, oh man, if they feel like some kind of, like, other cameo of, like, another female character in the Spider-Man, people will be happy.
Yeah, if they throw, like, a black cat or something, Silk, God, I'd kill for a Silk movie.
I do find it interesting that we're getting a Captain Marvel movie and still no Black Widow movie. That's just going to infinitely be funny to me. I hope they spin off and we get, like, another Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. type show with, like, Dr. Cho and just, like, continue to give... and, like, people have Scarlet Witch lead a movie. Like, I'll just die laughing because it would be such a weird thing to do. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Just, like, still... Well, they kind of, like, they wasted a lot of the potential of a Black Widow movie by throwing so much backstory into Age of Ultron.
Yeah, but I think they could still, like, have a movie. It just wouldn't be an introductory movie.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a backstory movie.
You know what would be a great troll movie? Mm-hmm. If they had a Hawkeye movie, but it was just Black Widow. Like, Hawkeye was just kind of there. It was, air quotes, his movie. But, like, it was mostly just about Black Widow. Like, Hawkeye narrates it, like, so you'll never believe how I got here. Like, I bet you're wondering how I got here. And then it's just Black Widow for the next hour and a half. I'd like that. Marvel, you should do that. You should listen to our podcast and do that. But they're not going to do that because they want to double down on hot garbage.
Yeah.
So I'm passing the baton to you.
Ah, yes. I just already was explaining this hot garbage to Dom over the break, but... To recap, recap, it's fun. So, hey, if you are a fan of comics and have not been living under a rock, I will forgive you if you're not a fan of comics and don't know about this, but if you've not been living under a rock as a comics fan, you are aware that Marvel did that stupid thing, like, a year ago, where they were like, Cap's a Hydra agent now. It's for real, guys, it's not a joke, it's not a surprise. Like, Cap's evil now. And then they started being like, oh no, he's Hydra, he's not a Nazi. And I was like, Hydra is Nazis. Like, they're Nazis. Like, don't do this. You made Captain America a character who was created by two Jewish men to punch Hitler in his first issue before the US had even entered World War II. You took that character and you made him into a Nazi.
You did it.
You did that. Good job.
Congrats. You made Cap a Nazi.
So you did that. And the way you did that is, it turned out that, like, so before this shit show of an arc, Cap had gotten old. He had been targeted by someone or something that had drained his super serum out of him, and it turned him into the 90-year-old he actually is. So, after a run, then he had a run-in with a cosmic cube, which is the comic book version of a Tesseract. This cosmic cube happened to be sentient and a little girl named Kobik.
Comics,
jazz hands. So, Kobik, who was being influenced by the Red Skull, gave Captain America his youth back with a revised history that said, you used to be in Hydra because of the Red Skull. Well, everyone was like, okay, well, so right, like, but eventually we're gonna find out that, you know, the Red Skull was involved, and Kobik is wrong, because she was influenced by the Red Skull, and she's like a cosmic cube in child form who doesn't know anything about Nazis, she doesn't know what she did wrong. So everyone was like, okay, well, we still don't forgive Marvel for this garbage nonsense, but at least they've given themselves an out. Like, at the end of this, there will be an out. Incorrect. In the first, they finally, after a year of hot nonsense, have gotten to the actual Secret Empire event. In this event, the first issue of which has been released, we discover that Marvel has double reach-rounded itself. I love saying that. It's really a Homestuck reference, which is sad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the one act is called Mobius Double Reach Around.
Mobius.
Yeah, so it's like a never ending.
That's infinite.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
That is exactly what Marvel has created for itself here, is a Mobius Double Reach Around, because they have now revealed that Cap has had his memory changed twice. The second time was Kobik changing him into evil Hydra Cap. The first time was making him the Cap we all know and love. Meaning that the original template of Cap, from a world where the Allies lost World War II, is a goddamn Nazi.
What? So I guess my question is, who created him then?
I mean, he is a blonde-haired, blue-eyed Superman.
But I mean, was he already in the United States and like he was created after the Nazis won? Because
like I don't know. Like I don't know if the Nazis originally created him. I don't know if he was created by the Allies to fight the Nazis, but the Allies still lost, and because he is literally like our Aryan Ubermensch, he is just like, cool, I'm gonna go stick with them now. I haven't read that much about it. I did not buy this comic because I wouldn't even pirate this comic, to be 100% honest.
No, but come on, Steph. Like the problem with the reason no one buys comics is because diversity, not because bullshit. It's diversity.
Oh yeah. Last week I bought Captain Marvel, Ms. Marvel, a comic about a bisexual guy, black guy who plays in like a punk band and does magic.
So
you know.
Straight white dudes.
Yeah, non-diverse stuff. That doesn't sell. Batwoman. So yeah, so now Captain America was always evil. They've literally dug their own grave. Like, they've written themselves into a hole that they were never... I can't see a way out of.
They gotta write their way out.
They gotta write their way out, and I think they're gonna do just about as well as Hamilton did with the Reynolds pamphlet. I can't see a good end to this. So,
look, here's the thing about it, though. Here's why this is only bad for them, like, on a cultural level. The story's gonna be fine. Because they can just reset everything whenever they feel like it anyhow. Like, why get invested... And I guess this is another reason why comics are difficult for people. Why get invested when they could just get retconned at any point? Like, this could... In a year or two... Cap was never a Nazi, because... Obviously he wasn't. That never happened. That's a different reality. There's no human cube. Maybe Hydra doesn't exist. It's all been retconned. It's all brand new. And that's kind of like that. I think that's the route.
And I think they do have some kind of like not wholesale reset, but some kind of like simplification reset thing on the books for later in 2017 or early 2018. So that's very likely. But it's gonna look like you don't write yourself into such a huge corner that you have to reset your entire universe.
I mean, unless you know the universe is gonna end, and you're like, might as well write into a corner.
The universe ended like 6 months ago. Like we still are just recovering from the Secret Wars events. Like we've not had a minute without a stupid crossover event in like. That's what's killing Marvel's sales. Like no one cares about these crossover events except collectors.
Yeah, what a shame. Sometimes people need substance, apparently.
Apparently people want to read stories about, like, things and not just, like... people are buying comics for the characters whose names are in the title as opposed to, like, a bunch of random guest stars.
Who would have thunk it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then to put the ugly little swastika cherry on top of this vomit cake...
Well done.
Marvel... continues to be completely oblivious to how horrible this entire thing is, and they sent out Hydra shirts to a variety of comic book stores so that the comic book shops can have promotional events where they're all dressed as Hydra agents to promote Marvel's comic books. The reaction to this has mostly been, over our dead bodies, we have Jewish people who work here, we have like queer people and women who work here, we're not assholes. We're gonna stop hand selling Marvel. Suck it. Like,
it's I don't see how the justifications that you have to jump through to say that Hydra isn't Nazis is worth the time and effort.
Because like even because if they're we all not know the Nazis, they're still white supremacist. Like,
yeah, like, even, like, there's not enough, like, distinction. Like, you can't, like, not even in the movies where it's like, okay, well, Hydra still exists, and they don't necessarily seem to discriminate against who can join their ranks in the future, like, present day. They just seem like this nebulous shadow organization that used to have ties with Nazis. That's pretty bad. But if someone would have been like, oh no, we don't do that anymore in the movies, sure, fine, we could get over that because this is just kind of Marvel light. But anybody who knows what the hell Hydra is, enough that they would know what the shirt is to care, is going to be like, hey, why the fuck are you wearing a Hydra t-shirt? Like, it's, what are we doing here? And it's just a bad look. Like, is the promotion worth it to have to make the explanation that I just did? Like, sure, it was like 10 seconds, but that 10 seconds, more in depth to people that know more about it and are more affected by it, to hundreds of thousands of people. Is that worth the time? I don't really think it is.
No.
And even then, I don't believe half the stuff that I just said. I'm just trying to find what the out could possibly be.
Yeah, I have literally no idea.
And Hydra's logo is not cool enough to stand on its own anyway. So, let's say Hydra didn't have a bad past. Would you wear a Hydra t-shirt disconnected from all the baggage? I wouldn't. Not a cool symbol. Not that great. Mm-hmm. The Empire, they blew up a whole entire galaxy. Cool logos, though. Really good brand recognition.
Yeah, good graphic design. Get behind that.
Just like Talon. a shadowy guy in a hood just behind a sewing machine going to work. Can you imagine Kylo Ren on Space Photoshop just clicking like, okay, yeah, this logo's gonna look freaking sweet. And that's what it would sound like. Speaking of sound, let's go to some music. We will see you after the break.
Of the episode there. We are back with our last section, which is typically the stuff we got this week section, but it's been a slow week.
Yeah, you get anything? Nah, I got some beer. Some good beer, some coffee beers, but that's not really the subject of this podcast.
Nah, yeah, I bought a bottle of wine, but that's about it.
We should do an alcohol podcast because we don't do enough.
Yeah. You edited that one?
That one would be... choked on spit, I'm sorry. No, that one would be easy because it shouldn't be longer than 10 minutes. So knowing us, it'll be 20, but that's a lunch break edit. I can do that over a lunch break. But, yeah, we didn't get anything this week. You said you just got wine?
Yeah, I mean, like... The money I was going to spend on stuff is ended up going to roach poison, so... I went out to buy the roach poison, and then I immediately also went to the alcohol store and bought the bottle of wine. And then I came home, and I put the wine in the fridge, and then I started killing.
Time to go with killing. I bought some ant traps, so, I mean, you and I,
our brother and sister,
we essentially are the same person. Except that you're an anime protagonist and I'm a video game protagonist. Have you seen me double jump? It's pretty dope.
You'll have to demonstrate for me next time we're together.
If I could, oh, I'd be so happy. But yeah, so we didn't really get anything, but there was a Steven Universe trailer that we neglected to talk about in the previous section, so might as well mention that now.
Yeah, we both forgot to put it in the list, but I'm pretty excited about it. It looks like the season 5 is going to be just as emotionally traumatizing as season 4.
Good.
You know.
I can't wait.
Just like we love it.
It did look good. There seemed to be a little bit going on. Was somebody in a pool? Like, I feel like Pearl was in water, like having
a Pearl was underwater,
quest.
Yeah. I don't know what she was doing there. That seems about as likely as anything.
It's you know, it's the crystal pool where you have dreams of your ex-lover. Mystery Girl needs to come back.
Yeah, I can't wait for Mystery Girl to come back. It's been a while.
Just like chokeslam somebody, like hit him with an RKO. Like she hits Pearl with an RKO and she's like, I'm so in love. Like, Steven, your mother used to have such strong, delicate hands. It's like, Pearl, come on.
Come on, Pearl. I'm 14.
Ish. and then Greg comes out, he's like, Steven, you need to go to your room, adults talk. And he looks Pearl in the eye, he's like, her hands were delicate. They could go places. Wink, wink. But Greg Universe can't wink, so he just blinks real hard at Pearl. She's like, what are you doing? And then Gon, it's like, he was trying to blink, Pearl. And then she winks, like, behind her glasses, so no one can tell.
Takes her glasses off and winks just her top eye.
So here's a question, Steph. When someone with three eyes winks, is it just one eye closed or one eye open?
You've stumped me.
Because I don't think that's... Has anyone ever asked that question before in your presence? I've never heard that question.
Nope, that's a new one for me.
Listeners, we need to know. If you have three eyes, is a wink one eye open or one eye closed? Humans, it's easy. That's the same thing. So can Nick Fury wink? Like, can Cyclops wink, or is that just a blink, or... Because I don't know.
Yeah, I'm stumped.
Okay, that one might actually have an answer, because there are people that only have one eye in reality. That one's less mystical. We could probably find an answer to that.
I mean, like, I feel like if you have one eye and you're winking, like, there's a different physicality to, like, I'm just blinking because my eyes are dry, like, or because it's an involuntary muscular reaction, like.
So you probably still do that weird mouth open thing that people do on cheesy winks?
Exactly.
Okay.
I can vibe with that.
I was too. This is an audio podcast. You're getting premium content right now with our fake winking. But yeah, I'm excited about that. Was that the 8th or something?
Yeah.
Comes out.
Oh, that's going to be great because that'll be right when I have time to watch things again.
Oh no, that's going to... Okay. My heart's getting ready. I will be prepared to cry.
Yeah, buckle up.
Buckle up, friendos. It's getting bumpy. It's getting bumpier. And the Overwatch event has another week to go, so get your skins, get your boxes. It'll be great.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get bumping on that. I've only opened it once just so I could open my loot box.
That's fine. I'm starting to get more stuff. I have Torbjörn's Legendary.
Oh, nice.
Like Daddy Tank Top Torbjörn.
So weird.
Hey man, he's the chief engineer. Good skins. I got McCree's also, and I almost I almost equipped it, but I'm like, this still is an American badass Jesse McCree, like possibly the best skin in the game.
That's fair.
So anyway, I just need to get like a couple more, and then D.Va's highlight intro, and I'll be good for the event. So hopefully we get something great for the anniversary coming up in a couple months. But you know, it is what it is.
Maybe they'll finally tell us who the rest of the gays are.
I don't know.
It's been a while. Like
it might be Zarya. I mean, that seems a little obvious. Like, too obvious. Gosh. It's gotta be Mercy.
Man, you got a busy road behind you today.
Yeah, it's really ridiculous. I don't know what's going on today.
It's 10 o'clock and...
Well, it's warm, so people are, like, cranking their bikes out today. Like, it's like the first weekend people want to drive bikes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a fixed gear bicycle doesn't make quite the same noise as a Harley does. So, I'll make it through. I'll make it through. It's good ambiance for the listeners. But just since I'm having some background noise, do you want to give the people the social media biz?
Sure, I will do that thing.
TYTY.
NPNP. So, if you want to find this podcast, you can find us on Twitter, but... looking for character rev, that's character REV, no spaces or anything between that. There are two R's together there. You can find Dom on Twitter at Brother Dom. You can also find him there by that same username on Tumblr. You can find me on Twitter at Captain Steph. You can go to Tumblr and look at the tumbleweeds blowing across my blog.
Tumblr weeds.
Looking for the Snowqueer. It's like Captain America, he was an ice for a long time. And it would still be better if he was bi, because it wouldn't be anywhere near as disrespectful to the history of the character.
It wouldn't be. He's brave.
So, yeah. So, yeah. And then you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/character reveal. You can find us on our, you can listen to the podcast on our Simplecast, which is characterreveal.simplecast.fm. You can follow us or subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcasts. If you want to leave us a nice little rating and review on iTunes, that would be a plus. And if you want to hear our opinions on other stuff, we both write for the Lady Geek Girl and Friends Intersectional Feminist Geek blog.
Yeah, we have some good stuff up there.
New stuff.
I personally have a throwback of the Sonic Adventure franchise and why it resonated with people, and I'll have a post about optimism in the Steven Universe and Overwatch worlds. So go check those out.
Yeah, and
do you have anything fancy up?
I have a post coming up about the Last Jedi trailer, which I'm sure will begin as just incoherent screaming and eventually become something more structured. So, see how that goes.
It'll go well. You're a fantastic writer.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Well done. Well done. But we made it through another one, right? I think we did it. And it's the timer says like 1:26, but I'm pretty sure it's a lot shorter than that because we BS'd for a whole episode in the middle, so I don't know what I'm going to do with that information, but it'll that data will go somewhere. It'll go like to the blooper pile or whatever. I'm keeping a pile.
We can make a blooper episode for whenever we like if we ever have a weekend that we just can't record together or something.
That's what, yeah, I'm kind of building towards that. There's like, they're not quite bloopers, but just kind of like off the record funny things or things that didn't have a context or even the things that were funny that are on wax, metaphorically, but are still funny. So we'll get there. We're pretty much professionals at this point.
Basically,
about a month. We'll be professionals in a month. Yeah. Patreon coming soon. Get those wallets ready, friendos. It'll be nice. But until then,
we'll be a year old in a month.
That might be time to start character reveal proper back up. That was kind of the plan.
Yeah.
So we'll have like a whole thing for that. Because, you know, I miss doing those and having them come out. Those get a good reception. That's kind of the whole premise of our show. But things have been rough with, you know, life and getting guests. But we've been charging our solar flare up, our spirit bomb, our Kamehameha, our pretty moon powers.
Our Rasengans.
I don't know what that is.
We grabbed
the smash ball. It's that gosh darn Naruto. We grabbed the smash ball. We got the Chaos Emeralds. We're essentially ready to jump back in it. So it's coming soon in about a month or so. But yeah, thanks for sticking around for another episode. Until next time, see you later.
Bye.